Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Donald Trump's legal team is calling the upcoming Senate impeachment trial of the former president political theater. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, Trump's lawyers are urging senators to dismiss the charges.
Trump's legal team submitted a brief that claims Trump's trial, which begins on Tuesday, is unconstitutional. His lawyers argue the Senate doesn't have the authority to try a former president, a claim constitutional experts disagree with. House impeachment managers say Trump was directly responsible for the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol by a group of his supporters. They say he should be convicted and barred from holding future federal office. Trump is expected to be acquitted in his trial because Democrats would need 17 Republicans to join them in voting yes to convict Trump. In a previous vote on the constitutionality of the trial, only 5 Republicans broke with their GOP colleagues to support moving forward with the process. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
At today's White House press briefing, Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked whether President Biden thinks Trump should be convicted or whether Biden will say once all the evidence in the trial has been presented. Psaki says Biden's priority is to get the next coronavirus relief package passed before people lose additional unemployment benefits next month.
I think it's clear from his schedule and from his intention he will not spend too much time watching the proceedings of any time over the course of this week. He will remain closely in touch with Speaker Pelosi, Leader Schumer, a range of officials on the Hill about his plan. And that's exactly what they want him to do, is to remain focused on that.
The pace of COVID-19 vaccinations is accelerating as the rate of new coronavirus cases declines. NPR's Austin Aubrey reports so far nearly 32 million people have received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine.
With more vaccination sites up and running, the push is to boost supply to get shots into arms quickly. As new variants circulate, there's concern vaccines could be less effective. In South Africa, the rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine was halted after a preliminary study pointed to minimal effectiveness against the variant there. Yet vaccine makers can retool the vaccines to provide protection against emerging strains. Here's former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb.
We also may be able to develop in a timely fashion, maybe in 4 or 6 months, a consensus strain that bakes in a lot of the different variation that we're seeing.
The goal is to stay ahead of the virus as it mutates. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
2 weeks after contracting the coronavirus, Republican Congressman Ron Wright has died. A spokesman says a 67-year-old passed away yesterday. Wright had been undergoing cancer treatment over the past year. The lawmaker from Texas, who was in a second term, is the first member of Congress to die after contracting the virus. You're listening to NPR News. The Chicago Teachers Union is considering a proposal on reopening city schools to students for in-person learning. From member station WBEZ, Sarah Karp reports teachers have been at odds with the school system over pandemic safety protocol.
Like in so many places across the country, Chicago Public Schools has been trying to open schools in the face of a union determined to protect members. In the proposal that's on the table, school district officials agreed to delay reopening for a month, step up vaccinations, and increase testing of staff and students. Schools Chief Janice Jackson said she was happy that at least now there was a path to resuming in-person learning.
The victory, I believe, is for our families who need it the most. It will allow us to provide them the relief and certainty that they need.
The proposed agreement was reached with the imminent threat of lockouts and a strike. The union's elected officials will vote tonight on whether to send it to the full membership for ratification. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Karp in Chicago.
President Biden maintains that he wants schools to be reopened, but safely. He said it would be possible to get K through 8 schools reopened within his first 100 days in office if Congress approves his $1.9 trillion relief plan and if states prioritize teachers in their vaccination drive. But critics, both Republicans and Democrats, are leaning on remarks from the CDC director last week suggesting schools could still reopen safely before all teachers are inoculated. Dr. Rochelle Walensky cited CDC data showing masks and social distancing in school settings significantly slow the spread of the coronavirus. This is NPR.